The core event is the establishment of laws for a Nazirite vow of dedication, the priestly blessing, and the dedication of the altar and Levites during the Israelites' wilderness period, with Moses and Aaron as the primary mediators between God and the people. These instructions follow the setting up of the tabernacle, Exod, detailing consecration rituals for individuals, priests, and the community's worship structure. In Numbers, God instructs Moses on the Nazirite vow, which involves abstaining from grape products, avoiding haircuts, and staying away from dead bodies, with specific sin and burnt offerings required if defiled, and at the vow's completion. God then gives Aaron the formula for blessing Israel. Following the tabernacle's consecration, tribal leaders present identical offerings over 12 days for the altar's dedication, totaling substantial quantities of silver, gold, and animals. God instructs Moses on the lampstand's construction and the purification of the Levites, who are shaved, washed, presented as a wave offering, and have atonement made for them with bulls, thereby being set apart to serve in place of Israel's firstborns, with their service lasting from age 25 to 50. In Acts, Paul, upon advice from Jerusalem church leaders, joins four men who have made a vow, undergoing purification rites and paying their expenses to demonstrate his obedience to the law. The psalmist exhorts those desiring life to refrain from evil speech, turn from evil, do good, and pursue peace. These passages depict a trajectory from specific Mosaic laws for voluntary consecration and communal worship to a New Testament example of adherence to such customs, positioned within the larger narrative of Israel's cultic organization and the early church relationship to Jewish law. The Levitical system and vows represent structured paths to holiness, with the psalm providing a moral corollary to the ritual purity described